Good morning and welcome to Dear Sports Fans Sports Forecast for July 10th. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on, so here's what's going on. First thing in the morning, we've got cycling. It is the Tour de France, and it's getting really interesting and really kind of sad. There have been so many crashes, and during yesterday's stage, the leader of the Tour, Tony Martin, now, he probably wasn't going to win in the end, but he was really happy to be wearing that yellow jersey that designates the winner, the current leader of the Tour. He crashed with less than a mile to go in the race and broke his collarbone. He is out. So I don't know how they do this. I don't know if this, I think the second place guy gets to wear the honorary yellow jersey, but basically right now there's no leader. It's another flat stage. It starts at 8 a.m. on NBC Sports Network, and there will probably be some exciting sprints and hopefully not too many more falls. If you're more into tennis, there is some amazing tennis on. We've got the both sides of the bracket, the men's semifinals at Wimbledon. The women played yesterday, and Serena advanced easily to the finals. Looks like she might win. In the men's semifinals, the first matchup is Novak Djokovic, the number one ranked player in the world, against Richard Gasquet, number 21. Djokovic, definitely the favorite in that one. The game I'm really looking forward, match I'm really looking forward to watch is the one that follows that as soon as that's done, which is Andy Murray, the hometown favorite, against Roger Federer, the sentimental favorite. Federer is nearing the end of his career, although honestly we've been saying that for the last 5 years at least. And Murray is younger, but maybe kind of at the same stage, because tennis players don't last as long as Federer does, so that one should be really good. Moving on to baseball, Major League Baseball in the United States, two games to watch, although there are lots of them on the calendar, but the two that I would watch, both not on, national television. The St. Louis Cardinals, 55-30, first place in the National League Central, are playing against the Pittsburgh Pirates, second place. Now, it's really funny that these two teams are this close together because the Cardinals are a traditional, I was about to say, they're like the Yankees of baseball, but they are sort of like the Yankees. They win a lot, and the Pirates never win. So, we'll see. I guess I'm giving away the, you know, spoiler alert of what's going to happen, but I don't think so. Well, who knows? The other game that I'm interested in, also at 7 p.m., also on regional cable, is the Houston Astros and Tampa Bay Rays. The Astros are a really surprise team this year. They're about 11 games over 500. And pitching for the Astros tonight is going to be Colin McHugh, 9-4, with a 4.5 earned run average, which I think is not that good, but a pretty low whip. I don't really know what those things mean, and probably neither do you, but I'm going to define them on the blog pretty soon, so watch out for that. Also at night in the Gold Cup, it's the United States men's national soccer team's second game of this competition. They won their first game against Honduras 2-1, but they didn't look that good. Now we'll see, this might be some early tournament woes like the women's team had and they ended up winning it, or they might just not be that good. Tonight they play against Haiti at 8:30 p.m. on Fox Sports 1, and that's at Gillette Stadium outside Boston. Thanks for listening, that was Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Friday, July 10th, 2015. Find me on the web at dearsportsfan.com and send me questions to dearsportsfan@gmail.com. As always, thanks to my brother Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at jessefisher.com. Have a great day.